Hey, schau mal weg. Let's do it. Let us commence. Okay, so I'm gonna just get right to it. So the sugya today of right the role of Shish and Rebo and Asi Rabin of like how many how many people you need. But in a broader sense, we're gonna talk about some of the like the final sort of factor in defining Rosh Hashanah, right? Previously, we talked about what makes a Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah. Guys, can you guys hear me?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, great! And I can hear you. It's fantastic. I like that. Okay. So, right, we talked about what makes a Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah. What's like the defining feature? One thing I actually just want to very quickly go over. Not only is the question of right, how do we measure it in terms of do we measure it by the architecture? Do we measure it by the function, or measure it by its accessibility? Right? Is it open to the Rabbim, as the Rambam and the Ramban emphasize, or belongs to the Rabbim? Is it that the Rabbim are nimsa there, like the Rashba really emphasizes, and Rashi emphasizes in certain places, or is it just the structure? Right, it's like tinamos. It has a certain mivne. It has a certain structure that defines it as Urshas Rabin. And we take out our tape measure, and that's how we decide what makes something Urshas Rabin or not. The one other thing that I wanted to just mention before we start on the idea of Shish and Rebo is between the two options for Urshas Rabin, right, Sratya and Pratya, which of those is the Ikar, right? So just really, regel achas, in terms of like our, the sratya and the platya, right? The plaza versus the highway, right? Which of them is the ikar? So actually, it does come up like in the Rishonim, right? So on that hand, we can say the sratya, the highway is the ikar, right? It's the public domain, right? It's how everything moves around. If the melacha of hotza is about transportation, then the real Ikar Hotza is going to be in the Rosh Hashanah of the Sratya, right? What really is a Rosh Hashanah, the supreme Rosh Hashanah, is the Sratya, because that's how you transport an object, right? You go through the transportation system, the highway system. And the Tosos Arid on Zayin Amud Bet says, what makes Rosh Hashanah, right? Where the Rabbim walk and where the Rabbim put their chafatzim down, right? The Keren Zavis is actually not Rosh Hashanah, even though it's physically part of the Rosh Hashanah, because it's not for walking, it's for the Rabbim to put their stuff, right? So the real Ikar is the Sratya, right? It's the place where they walk, and walking and the transportation is what really makes Hotza Hotza. Okay? Platya is also Rosh Hashanah, right? But perhaps only because, it's like it's a place where things get moved around in, right? It's just an extension of the road system. Okay. Also, if you learn out Rosh Hashanah from the wagons, there's really kind of two options. Do you learn it out from the wagons, which is what Tosos on Tzadi Chet says or talks about? Are you learning out from the wagons? Or the end of Tosos there says, oh, maybe we're really learning it out from Machane Leviya. Do we learn out Rosh Hashanah from a place that's like open to everybody, basically? Or are we learning it out from the place where they're transporting, where the wagons are that are moving the things in the Mishkan? Okay? Is about the place where public activities happen, right? Now it's in the public sphere, or is it because you're committing doing transportation? On the other hand, you can also say, right, no, that the platya, the plaza is the ikar, right? Because it's the most public area. It's like a new location. The object is now in the public sphere, or that's where commerce happens, right? Hotza is about its constructiveness as a commercial activity, or as something, right, which is going to be then connected to the fact that it's the marketplace, or even just no, it's the fact that it's not al yeshiv ish mimkomo, right? You've moved an object from the private sphere, and now it's no longer in the private sphere; it's in the public sphere. The most public sphere, the most chutz mimkomo place would be the platya, where the entire tzibur is found, and the Ramban and Erevin sounds like that, and the Rashba, right, who says even if it has walls, it's still gonna be Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, because b'hagdara, where the Rabbim are is the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, definitely sounds that way. And the end of Tosfos on Tzadi Chet that says that we learn out from Machane Leviya also implies that the Ikar might be a plot. Okay, so that's just one sort of, you know, other way to like look at what we were talking about before is, you know, not just what we measure it by, right? What conceptual framework, but also what are we trying to get? Are we trying to get the road? Are we trying to get the central square? Are we get where people walk around or where people are standing around? Which of those is actually more of Rosh HaSarabim? And it gets back to our discussions of what makes Rosh HaSarabim. In the first place, why is Chutzah really a malacha? Right? Is it because it's constructive? Is it because it's creative? Right? And we saw in Tosos the idea that it's really the Ikar is that it's a constructive malacha. And then how do we apply that? Okay, fine. Now getting to the next stage is Rashi throws out like this crazy curveball where we all know, oh, Rosh HaSarabim has to have Shishim Rebo people, right? And just open it up. Amar of Shmuel by Yehuda Marav. Amar of Abba. Amar of Yehuda Marav. Mavir Arba Amos Rosh HaSarabim Mekura Pater. Levisheinu Dome Ledigle Hamidbar. Okay. If your Mavir Jalad Amos Rosh HaSarabim that has a roof on it, you're Pater because it's not Dome to Digle Hamidbar. Okay. Now that is like a just sort of out of the blue statement. Why should that be true? That's the first place we see this idea that it, the Rosh HaSarabim needs to be like the Digle Hamidbar. Okay. Now, the fact that it needs to be domed to the Digle HaMidbar, what does that mean? Okay? Just in general, like, we have a rule, right? If you have a kaf, right, it could be moving two different things. It could be kaf ha-dimyon or kaf ha-shivyon, Rabban used to say. Right? Is it alike as a, you know, it has to be similar to, or it actually needs to be this way, right? So when I say like the Digle HaMidbar, what do I mean? Or what are my options? I can either say it needs to be like the Midbar or B'nai Yisrael in the Midbar in the sense of it actually has to be exactly like that, right? Or, right, that's a paradigm and it has to meet some of these criteria, right? Another part of that could be is like, am I learning out certain parameters from it? Or am I saying that the mechayiv is the fact that it's similar? I need it to be similar in order to be similar. Or it needs to be similar because I'm learning out certain general parameters from it. Okay? So what we're saying here so far is that it needs to not have a roof on it, because if it has a roof, then it's not like the midbar. Okay? And then you're going to be potter. So elsewhere, like the Gemara says, a karm, a yam, and a bikan, and stavanis, right, are not like Rosh HaSarabim or Rosh HaSayachid, and therefore that you're a pater. So Rashi there says, why is it not? It's not like Rosh HaSarabim. The ina dome le digle hamidbar, the lav lehilucha de rabim avidi. Okay, why is a yam or a bika not a Rosh HaSarabim? Right, it's public domain; anyone can go there if they want. So Rashi says it's because it's not for hiluch harabim. Okay. So it's, on the one hand, he says, oh, you know, Rosh HaSarabim needs to be Makom Hiloch HaRabim. But Rashi adds in first, says, oh, it needs not like Digle HaMidbar, because Digle HaMidbar is a Makom Hiloch HaRabim. Right? Rashi emphasizes the necessity of being Domel Digle HaMidbar. When it comes to the Midbar, right, Rashi again says, oh, Bizman HaZeh, but Bizman HaZeh, B'nai Yisrael, where in the Midbar, it was Rosh HaSarabim, because there was Makom Hiloch HaRabim. Right? So getting this one, Rashi doesn't add in that it needs to be domeh to Digle HaMidbar. But Toso says, Bizman Shisrael Shuyim HaMidbar, why is it different? Why are you only chayv on the Midbar when B'nai Yisrael are there? Mashmektas de'in Rosh HaSarabim, ela emkin mitzuyim sham shishim ribo kemel b'midbar. You actually need 600,000 people, and if you don't have shishim ribo, then you're not going to have a Rosh HaSarabim in the Midbar. And therefore, only when B'nai Yisrael were in the Midbar, you had 600,000 people. Okay? But sort of out of, like, why? Why on earth would you need 600,000 people? Right? I mean, when I said you needed it to be domet to Digle HaRabim, and therefore you need it to be Makom Hiloch HaRabim, so that's fine, right? Because, okay, I understand why for Rosh HaSarabim it needs to be Makom Hiloch HaRabim. Right, but why is it that you would need Shishim Rebo in order for it to be Rosh HaSarabim? Yeah.
I mean, you need some shear for a rabbit.
Okay, right. Very okay. That's a legitimate point, right? Okay, I need it to be Rosh Harabim. What's a Rabim, right? So that's a good. That's a good idea. A good point. Okay, so let's actually already put that down, right? When I say I need Shishim Ribo, right? Why do I need it? So one is because it needs to be exactly like Digla Midbar. Let's say Kedigla Midbar. Right, I need it to be like a way of measuring, right? Am I measuring it? Let's go down here. Right. Do I have to imitate it? Imitation, or right? It's a measuring stick, right? It's a shear. Right, and one way to say it is that I need a rabbim in order for it to be the rabbim. What do I know about rabbim? The only rabbim that I actually have a clear definition of is 600,000 in the midbar. Right, that's a good way to take it. Right, and then it actually gonna make sense. Right, I need it to be a makom hiloch rabbim. How do I do? Okay, so it needs to be makom hiloch. So that rules out a bika. It needs to be shel rabbim, and therefore, if it has five people, that's good. Not good enough. If it has six people, that's not good enough. So where can you say that it is good enough? You say 600,000 people. Fine. Right. All righty. Moving right along, though. So that's one way to take it. However, if you look at the Gemara in Irvin, so the Gemara says, Ir shal yachid v'nasa shal rabbi ma'arvin as kula. So Rashi says, what's an Ir shal yachid? Shalo hayu nichnasim ba'tamid. Shishim ribo bnei adam. It's a year shal yachid, is a private city, like a not a public city, because it doesn't have a place that doesn't have 600,000 people coming in all the time. V'lo chashiva roshos harabim t'lo dam yoladigla hamidbar. Okay, now there it already sounds that you actually need 600,000 people to constantly be coming in. Harabim. And one second, Rabbi Neskul, Sharehu ki chater achas, kagon she'in bar rishus harabim gemura shoshis sveam. Okay, that's a side point. Right, but the idea of actually needing nichnasim batamid shishim ribo shel bnei adam, right, is not a rishus harabim gedlo dami al digle hamidbar. Do you guys also think that so like, you can put that as like a shear? I guess you could, right? The place where there's a rabbim, right? And how many people is that? So here it's nichnasim ba. Tosos was talking about mitsuyim sham. Okay, what's the difference between the two of them?
It's also tamid.
Right, also tamid. Right, it constantly needs 600,000 people. I think that the fact, the idea that you need a tamid implies, I think, of more, you really need these people to be there, and that it's not simply a way of evaluating its publicness. Okay, but we're gonna get back to that. Also, just between Tosfos and Rashi here, Rashi talks about Nechnasim. Tosfos talks about Mitsuyim. How would you distinguish between those two? Why are those? Why am I focusing in on those? Mitsuyim versus Nechnasim. Yeah.
You could argue Mitsuyin is more similar to Digli Midbar because we're kind of in this encampment and people are just found there, as opposed to Nichnasim, which is more of a sense of a modern city where people are coming and going. But I guess practically the difference would be, is there just 600,000 people there, or with comings and goings, is there 600,000 people there?
Right. Right. Meaning, and again, what that cuts to is when I say you need the people to be Mitsuyin Sham, so I can say, all right, well, I need an area that's, let's say, that's shayach to a certain number of people, right? It could be like more of a shir. Mitsuyim Sham says, I need a certain number of people found in the area, right? Because otherwise, it's not, let's say, like a public, a rishos of the rabbi. On the other hand, the nichnasim ba sounds more a way of evaluating the usage, right? So when it comes to that, I think it comes back to our discussion of Sunday. How much are we evaluating Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on based on, let's say, who it's shayach to, or who, or it's, you know, its structure, right? It's a road that is relevant to a city of 10,000 people. And how much are we evaluating it based on the number of people who are actually there and who walks on it and how populated is it? Right? I can give you a shear in the use of the road, right? How many people use it and how many people live in the area. One is, let's say, defining, is this area Shel Rabim? And one is about, you know, is it, are there Rabim on the road? Right? How much is it functional? And how much is it structural or, you know, or dependent on accessibility? Right? 600,000 people live in the city, and therefore the road is, you know, belongs to all of them. Another one says, no, I actually need 600,000 people to come in and out on this road. Right? Is it use or is it who it belongs to? Yeah. All right.
How strictly are we taking this shear? Because seemingly it's pretty hard to measure and count 600,000 people. Is it just we're referencing Diglei Midbar because we want to, like, harken back to the Mishkan and the Jewish people in the Midbar? Or and really it's not an exact shear, it's just a lot of people. And so modern technology obviously makes it different because, like, you can Google how many people walk down Broadway. But how seriously we're taking this year in terms of the Gemara?
Okay, that's a great question. I think the answer is it depends 100% on this chakira. If we're trying to imitate the Midbar, then I'm going to say, if it's a shear, if it's an imitation, so then, you know, I might say, okay, what I really need is I need to actually imitate the Midbar, right? So I'm going to tell you 600,000 people, right? Because I need it to be like the Midbar.
Yeah.
The question of defining the area as, let's say, a Makom Rabim or a serious highway, right? A real Rosh Hashanah Rabim, today, I might say you need a lot of people with three or six underlines under the lot, right? And in fact, that's exactly what the Ritva says in defense of, or not quite in defense of Rashi, but essentially in this defense of Rashi. Let's find. I don't think I actually put, I might not have put it on the Makoros. One second. Hold on. One moment.
We did not see Ritva. But we okay. Missed it.
I did not put it on the Ritva. No, I didn't. I was trying to, it was already like 6-7 pages. So I was trying to be mitzamsim. But it was a foolish foolish decision because it's a great Ritva. I just always put on like a ton of Makoros. And like, you know, everyone will get to all of it, right? Now, yeah, there is some level of unreasonableness in that also. Where is the Ritva? Oh, here. That's the problem. On my notes, I have quite a lot of Makoros. Yeah. Hold on a second. Hold on one second.
No, they don't have
a... Okay, yeah. I got it. Okay, here's the Ritva. Okay. Is Yerushas Rabim, Sratiu Plati Gedola Mavozum Fulashin, Pirish, Sratiu Gedola, Misila Shahochim Bami Early Ear, Uplatia, Hashvakim Rahova, Shinosnim, Venosnim Rabim Tadir. Umavosam fulashin ki appears kishim rochavim tezainama yifrim derech lishishim riba. What does that mean? You don't say you need 600,000 people. What's that mean? It's derech li.
600,000 people. It's big enough for 600,000 people to be there.
Exactly right. It's a structural measure of how big the road can be, needs to be. Right. It needs to be big enough that in theory 600,000 people could travel on it. Right? There are tons of people in the Midbar. Right? We're only going to count, it said 600,000, you know, people between 20 and 60, yotzei tzava. So we're going to say that the road needs to be big enough to, you know, hold that sort of capacity. You don't need that there are actually 600,000 people walking through, right? You just need that it's available to them, right? It's like on the trading route, so people would come, but it's not actually there were 600,000 people. Ve'od kasav Rashi, she'in rishus harav me'el kishu mechuvan mishal ashar, ve'lo hiskim b'zeh kol mefarshim zah. Okay, right? So rest is the Ritva say. The Ritva says, right, it's a shear, right? It's mezmash first of the Ritva, and the Ramban also says it, okay? Even when you say that you need shishim ribo, it doesn't mean you need 600,000 people, right? The road capacity needs to be good enough, or it needs to be that a lot of people could theoretically come, and a lot of people do come, right? The Ritva has two lashonos there. One of that, and the Ran also does, right? One is that, like, oh, it needs to be capable. The other lashon in the Ran is even more clear than it means. Not that you need, it needs to either be capable in the highway capacity, or that a lot of people come, right? It's a ton of people. It's, you know, a road that tons of people use. Right? As long as tons of people use it, that's good enough, right? Either it's sheer in a lot of people, right? A, or B is road capacity. Right? But it's not that you actually need these people. Okay? On the other hand, right, Rashi sounds like you really need the 600. Really, Rashi and Tosfos is supposed to sound like you really need the 600,000. Right? It's not just a shear in the, I mean, it might be a shear, but you definitely actually need 600,000. Right? Now, Rashi said that you need them nichnasim. And Toso said that you need nimsaim. Right? The nafkamina between those two, right, is that Rashi thinks you need them on the road. Right? It's a shear in the road itself. And whether it's a shear in the road or it's actually something inherent in the amount of traffic on the road, Tosfos says it's a din on the city, right? On the area, right? They don't actually have to go on the road. You just need that the city is shayach to 600,000 people. And then the main road of the city, even if only 20, even only 100,000 people on it go on it ever, right? Because everyone knows, like, oh my gosh, you know, the main road, the Sratya is always packed. There's always so much traffic. So, you know, 500 out of the 600,000 people avoid it like the plague. So that's Tosfos, that's fine, because it's a din in the city. Okay? So just in terms of our general, like, Chakira, right here, this is much more going to fit in the perspective of its needs to be of either accessibility or in structure. While for Rashi, you know, it sounds like what Rashi said elsewhere, and like the Rajba said, it sounds like it's a din in the function, right? Functionally, how many people use it? Right? While Tosfos is either structural or accessible. Okay? So far, so good? Yeah.
The trikira.
What is it? I'm blocking the trikira.
I was on the road, functional, not accessible. You would you say it's or how no, are they
functional? Accessible. I mean, it's hard to find terms that are like, you know, that are perfect. So I definitely admit. I did spend a while trying to figure out like sharper terms, but I couldn't get anything like really good. Accessible is like how many people can access it. Right? But it doesn't want to know practically how many people actually use it. Right? Functionally says, this is where the Rabbim are.
Yeah.
Accessible says, this is where the Rabbim could be. If they want to do. Even if they never do.
I think they all could. I don't know.
You're right. You're right. I could. I mean, if you guys can come up with like sharp, if you can come up with a sharper term, I'd be very happy. I just haven't been able to come up with like a good, sharper way of saying it in one word. I could say that they're functionally present. Should I say functionally present? Yeah, does that help?
That's better.
Right, you're really functionally, they're really there. It really functions this way.
Yeah,
you know, it's not just designed for it, but in it functions this way. It actually serves this role.
That makes sense. Great.
All right, fine. So far, so good. Though again, it's all good to say that you need a lot of people, because otherwise it's not just a Robin. You need it to be capable of hosting a ton of people, because otherwise I can't say, oh, that's really like the heart of the city. That's where the Robin are, right? It's a reshus of the Robin. If it's so small that only five people can get there, right? If it's like, I'm trying to think of like one of those highways in New York that are just like terrible and, you know, it's just like a giant parking lot, right? I mean, thinking over here, it's like Kvishishim, right? You come and then you're just like sitting in traffic the whole way because one lane most of the time, right? And there's a checkpoint and like it's just a giant bottleneck. So it's not capable of Shishim Rebo. So I don't care that it's 16 miles across, right? The Shishim Rebo couldn't get through it if they wanted to, if their lives depended on it. On the other, so that's fine, right? This tells me I need it to be Rosh Hashanah. I mean, that's like a big shit. But why would I need to imitate the Midbar? Right, I might need to functionally imitate the Midbar or structurally imitate the Midbar, but why do I need to imitate the Midbar and why do I really need 600,000 people? Right, it's just a very, very specific requirement. Right, I understand Mikura. You could say Mikura is about the structure of Rishus Rabim. Rishus Rabim doesn't have a roof over it because then it's not really a road. Then it's like private property, right? Or it's not private property, but it's like a house, or it's like, it's a structure already. It's not the great outdoors that belongs to everybody. But why is it that we're going to require a certain number of people, right? That's just already very, very broad ranging. And to heighten it, if we look at, okay, one second. All right, okay. The Sefer Itim, he quotes one of the Gaonim, right? Who says, "Ezuhi Rishus Rabim Gemura, Hayolo Makom Sheyesh Bo Samech Ribo Bnei Adam." You have a place with 600,000 people. Shein Lahem Lochom of Lodosus VeNechnasim VeYotzim Balayla Kama Bayom Kedigle Midbar Reizer Rishus Rabim Gemura. How do you define Rishus Rabim? A place with 600,000 people, right? Whose roads are open all the time, right? By the way, that is like Tosfos at the Makom is like that. Okay. That's the quote of the Gaon. However, and here's another quote. It's same, very similar, right? Ayaro she'in b'em shishim ribo, fiv yish ben shishim ribo v'yesh lahem choma. Right? It's again, it's sheer in the city. However, the Sefer Ha'it himself says, like, has like a line like Rashi, like an extreme line like Rashi. Not only do you need it to be a place where 600,000 people come in and out, Rosh Sarabim dikvasa didashin bashis mea alfin gavra biyoma kedigle amidbar. They're just very extreme. What's he saying?
You need 600,000 a day.
Exactly. You need 600,000 people every day. If you don't have 600,000 people a day, it's just not going to work, says the Ittar. Okay? Now, for Rashi, for Tosos over here, I can say, you know, for whatever reasons, I need to follow the Midbar. I need it to sometimes be used by 600,000 people. I need it to be a place where 600,000 people live. But the Ittar says, and this is how the Ittar understands Rashi really, is that you need, right, 600,000 every day. Otherwise, it's not the Midbar, because in the Midbar, there are 600,000 people every day. Yeah, all right.
There were no cities that had 600,000 people back in the day, right? Like,
Ninveh. No. You'd be very hard pressed to find more than a couple. You're right. Wait a second. I don't get it.
Why is
the requirement?
It's like the population.
It's so far fetched, right?
Yeah, It can't be exact. Like, it just can't be.
Right. It's just, even if it is, like, I mean, what does that mean? Like, why would you need so many people that, like, only, like, you know, two cities in the world? Okay, ancient Rome. I think I checked it up. I think Nineveh at its height might have had, you know. Like, you can Google it. Like, how many, I remember checking. I think some city in China at some point did. No, I think I used the index in the back of Why the West Rules, the economics book. So he goes through, like, the, you know, growth of civilization in the East and the West and, like, you know, how they chart each other. So anyway, where the point is, though, is that, yeah, like, it's really hard. Right? What? How many people?
500,000 in Rome, at the peak.
Peak was 100,000 in Rome, like, inside the walls, like, or inside the expanded area?
Well, but some estimates show there were potentially 1 million or more.
Okay, that's a big range. By the way, this is one fun thing about archaeology. It goes by order of magnitude. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's very legitimate to have an argument, were there 100,000 or 1 million people? Like, that's our, anywhere in that range, as long as it's, you know, one order of magnitude off, you're fine. It's like, it's great. I'd love that if, you know, in, like, other areas you can get away with, like, a one order of magnitude, like, wiggle room. Like, it's either that or 10 times that, you know, but it's somewhere in that range. You either need 600,000 people or 6 million. Something like that, you know? Yeah, anyway, okay. So, it's very, it'll be very geschmack. It'd be like, there's somewhere between 600 and 600,000 people here, so it's probably Rosh Hashanah, right? Okay, yeah, so right, but the, either way, this is, you know, meaning it's definitely a machloikas archaeologicals whether or not Rome ever managed to be Rosh Hashanah. So, like, why? Okay? All right, so that's, right, so Tosos here, so Tosos, right, like we were saying, this is, he, you know, he says, like we were saying as well, Yesh Lomar, he says, wait a second, I don't get it. If you learn out Rosh Hashanah from the wagons, then why don't we say that you're chayev on Rosh Hashanah Mekura? Because underneath the wagons was Mekura, right? There's a wagon on top of it. Yesh Lomar, dinama avi yesh lanu lilmod, shedome yoser Rosh Hashanah. Okay, what's geshmak about this line, shedome yoser Rosh Hashanah?
It means that the space, like, right by Rosh Hashanah could be mistarev.
No, before, you know, that's like, that's too, you know, you're getting in too much into the details. I just want that those few words. Tosas makes an argument. Tosas says, wait a second. If we're learning out Rosh Hashanah from the wagons, and underneath the wagons has a roof on it, right? So why don't we say that Rosh Hashanah Mekura is Rosh Hashanah? So he says, no, we're obviously going to learn it out from, like, the road, not, like, the area underneath the wagons. Why? Because, quote it again, right? Shedome Yoser Rosh Hashanah.
It's more Rosh Hashanah than this.
Exactly. As Avi says it, it's more Rosh Hashanah, dick. Pasha. Okay. Says us back to Tosfos. 500,000, half a million people is taket pretty Rosh Hashanah, dick, no? Right? So what's Tosfos saying? Right, Tosfos is saying that in a chanami, we learn it out from the Mishkan. But what we're learning out from the Mishkan is the parameters of what a Rosh Hashanah Dekazach needs to look like. Right? We're not saying, oh, whatever. Tosfos says, don't think that we're just imitating the Midbar. At least this line in Tosfos, the first day in Tosfos. Right? This line in Tosfos says, don't think we're imitating the Rosh Hashanah Midbar. He says, no. We're looking for a shear in deciding what's a Rosh Hashanah. Because we have a huge problem by Rosh Hashanah, right? It's totally amorphous. What do you mean? Oh, I moved the chetza from here to there, so now I'm chayiv, right? I need some very clear, some very, right, objective definition of what makes something Rosh Hashanah in order to be machayiv. So says Tosfos, right? Or for my shear of Rosh Hashanah, I'm going to look to the Mishkan. But I'm only going to derive the shear of Rosh Hashanah from things that are Rosh Hashanah dick. If it's not Rosh Hashanah dick, then it's nishayich, says Tosfos and Anipat. Right? it's got to be shayach. At the end of the day, in order to be a shear, right? It says twice this, right? We're learning the shear. From the Midgan, but it's got to be shayach misvara. This is Taisvis on Sadiq. Okay? And it's a very important Yisod. So Tosfos is saying that ultimately, we're really looking at something that is, right, al pi svara Rosh HaSarabim. And I can tell you a Rosh HaSarabim needs to have a lot of people. It needs to be relevant to a lot of people. But I can't tell you that Rosh HaSarabim needs to have a roof over it. Right? And I also don't think I can tell you that Rosh HaSarabim is a place that has a roof on it. That's not Rosh HaSarabim, right? Someone put a roof up, so it's clearly not, right, out in the open in the public domain. Okay, so again, but that just makes this a bigger question. As Tosfos here, oh, and this, at least this part of Tosfos is saying, it's got to be Sfaradik, right? It's got to be Shayich. It's got to be, you know, it's got to be a mach like a Rosh HaSarabim, right? How can we explain the Itter, okay? The Ramban, also, right, he says, fine. Bona Gid, the Ramban says, I don't like this whole Shishim Ribo thing. But even if Rashi said it, right, Lo Yadana Minayin Lo the Rashi, Shalo Huzker B'Talmud B'Shamakom. Right, wait a second. Where's Rashi getting this from? It doesn't say it in the Gemara. The Ode, Mitikar Minan Midbar B'Zman Tra Yisrael Sham Hayur Shtarabim B'Zman Hazek Karmelis, Michlal di irvistratios, afal pishe in behem shishim ribo, have Rosh Sarabim. If we said, according to Rashi, that in the midbar is not Rosh Sarabim because the Bnei Yisrael aren't there, okay, but the Sratya still is, even without shishim ribo, right? Kivan shahadrachim kavushim, ubnei adam overim behem. He says, I don't get it. If there are roads, there are real roads, and people travel them, that's the definition of Rosh Sarabim. Right, it's a road. A functional road is Rosh Hashanah, says Ramban. I don't care how many people. So he says what? It must be that when Rashi says that you need Shishim Ribo, Midbar Bizman has that ino makum hiloch l'rabim dehoche midbar oslo shchichi. U'mina d'drachim v'ayeros d'shchichi af agav d'lo havu tamar Shishim Ribo. Shema das harishonim lomar sheistratia shu kavusha chutz la'ayeros v'holke minena le'ir le'ir medina ledina interstate highways. If you want to explain for Rashi, you have to say that interstate highways, by definition, are Rosh HaSarabim, regardless of the number of people. Elama, says the Ramban. The Kule Alma, right? Why? Because the Kule Alma, it belongs to everybody. But what? Aval Betoch Ir, who does it belong to? Ain't Shem Rosh HaSarabim below Shishim Ribo. Did the heavy Kidigle Midbar, Vibza Ain Machuvar? Because I don't really like this, but. You can say that Rosh HaSarabim, it's a Rosh HaSarabim if it's in the city when it has Shishim Ribo. Why? An intercity highway belongs to everybody. The city's inside New York City or inside Washington, D.C. or inside Philadelphia or inside, you know, Alon Shvat, right? All of them belong to who? Right. They belong to the county. They're county roads. And if they belong to the county, right, who has to maintain them? The county. And if they're the county's roads, then they're not the Rabbim's roads. So says the Ramban, if you have an intergalactic highway, so who does it belong to? It belongs to everyone, right? It's an intergalactic highway. However... Yeah. Are you saying that kind of the Vogons really own it because they're the ones who are blowing up your planet?
Interstate highways don't belong to everyone.
Interstate highways belong to the federal government.
Yeah, not to everyone.
Okay. I'm an American. I don't believe that anything outside of the United States really exists. We just think that there's the United States and then the rest of the world is just sort of like out of town.
I'm saying, how are interstate highways different than county roads? They both belong to some entity.
Yeah, so actually in the ancient world, that's not true. In the ancient world, intercity highways generally were just, you know, weren't really maintained by anybody. They're just where people walk. Cities in the road are maintained by the city. City roads outside the city are generally just like open to everybody. right? But again, even if so, even if they are maintained by the federal government, right? So in the country, right, it belongs to everyone in the country. Says the Ramban, if it belongs to everybody or everyone in the country, so then it belongs to everybody. If it's inside the city, for Rashi, he's saying this, who does it belong to? It belongs to the people in the city. So if it belongs to the people in the city, if there are 10 people in the city, who does it belong to? 10 people. If it belongs to, if there are 1,000 people in the city, who does it belong to? Those 1,000 people. So when can I say that it's no longer a private road?
There's 600,000 people in the city.
Exactly, because once you have 600,000 people, it's the whole Olam lives there, right? It's like New Yorkers. Why do we think that, oh, like New York City is like the center of the world and everyone else is from out of town, right? Because we think there are so many people in New York that it's mamish epis, the ganze Olam lives in New York. 600,000 people live in New York, so it's mamish the ganze Olam, right? So that svara works for New Yorkers to say that everyone out of town is an out of towner, right? The whole rest of the world is out of town because the whole Olam lives in New York. It also works in the opposite way when saying, okay, but then all the roads in New York are really,
right?
They belong to the whole Olam. Well, you're going to say that if the whole Olam lives in New York, then the roads in New York belong to the whole Olam. So the Ramban, Mamish says, Rashi is thinking like a New Yorker, but that's okay, right? So then Rashi thinks you need 600,000 people in order to say that the roads inside of a city, which are basically private, are public. But ultimately, what makes a road into a Rishtarabim, says the Ramban? The fact that it's a public road. It happens to be, according to Rashi, inside the city, can't be public because it's not public. It belongs to this municipality. If the municipality is 600,000 people, then it's the whole Olam. So then it's already, right? It belongs in private to everyone, right? Because it's just so big. Okay, that's how the Ramban says, I can't believe Rashi, so it must be that's what he's saying. What's the problem? The Itter clearly says it, the Gaonim clearly say it, and Rashi clearly says that you need 600,000 people, right? And it's not just in the city. So how do we deal with that, okay? That's number one. Number two is the following, okay? The Rajba, right, who does not require 600,000 people, adds in the following little tidbit, which I think is important. Izuhi Rishus Rabim, Kol Makam Shu Rachav Sheshesrei Amo, Sheshesrei Amo, Mizkabtanam B'nei Adam, Leschora, Lassasam Tzorcheihem, Keshukim Mishevim Midbaros, Shevim Medinos, right? This is the Rashbo says, right? The Platia is the real Rishus Rabim, even if it's surrounded by wall. Afal Kishat Lassasam Medina Ninaos Balayla, Zuhi Platia Shamarnu, and even though it's surrounded by walls, it's Rishus Rabim. Right, and people go through them. People travel on these alleyways. Okay, if the Vlasus knows by Laila, the Rabbim are always allowed to use it. If someone is allowed to lock off the streets sometimes, then it's not Rishus Rabbim. Okay. What's interesting about that Rajba is that even though he doesn't say Shishin Rebo, he does basically say that you need it to be domed to Digli Hamidbar as a necessary requirement. Right? What counts as domed to Digli Hamidbar is very low.
Yeah.
Anything that people travel on. But why is it Rishus Rabbim? Because it's domed to Digli Hamidbar. Okay?
Just the word Am, though, I think is interesting.
Yeah, right? It's like the people use it, and just like in the Midbar, it's like the Am travels on it.
Yeah.
How many people are the Am is not so, okay, you know, people. But the idea that the Am needs to travel on it, and it needs to be Doma to Digli HaMidbar, and therefore it's a Rosh Hasharab. Right? Just look at the Rambam. The Rambam also doesn't have Shishim Rebo. But what does the Rambam say? He says, what makes Rosh Hasharabim? Rosh Hasharabim is Midbar, V'yar, Mishvak, Mudrachim, Mufulash, Lehem. Right, and by the way, ubilvad sheyerach of tesainam avlo yelav tikra. There's a tenai. He says, Rishus HaRabim is the midbar or the roads, anything public. By the way, there's a tenai. There's a minimum size requirement that it has to be tesainama and it can't be makura. What do I learn from that? Says the Rambam, basically. from the Midbar, I know that there's like certain Tanaim, there are certain caveats. Is that part of the definition of Rosh HaSarabim? No, I don't think so, right? The Rambam says Rosh HaSarabim is a public place, right? The caveat is it has to be wide and it can't have a roof. The Rajba says Rosh HaSarabim is any public place, just like the Midbar was a public place, right? So there, ironically, we don't have any of the Shishim Ribo stuff, right? But for the Rajba, we still need imitation. And for the Rambam, it's barely even a shear. It's like, oh, okay, there's a Kfar Kasa from the Midbar that it can't be Makura. Yeah.
The Rashba also mentioned the gates being unlocked, right?
Yeah, but that's a very practical reason, right? He says, practically, if the gates are locked, then it's not Rishos of the Rabbim, because some guy who's allowed to lock the gates, right? Let's say the governor, if he locks the gates sometime, then it's not the Rabbim's Rishos, it's the governor's Rishos, right? It's not the Rabbim's domain because someone comes and locks it every once in a while, right? So here, on the without the Shishim Ribo, we have the same argument of, oh, do we, we learn out certain dinim from the Midbar, or it needs to be like the Midbar, just the Rajva says, in order to be like the Midbar, all you need are the Am actually uses these streets. If they're not used streets, if it's totally, not unused streets, abandoned streets, then that doesn't count, okay? So how do we put it all together, right? Why is it that we would need this imitation of the Midbar? Think back to like the beginning of our shiurim. Think back to the very beginning. Get it? Okay. Genesis, right? Okay. Very beginning of our shiur, very beginning of creation, right? You can have something be a malacha because it's creative, because zeich l'maaseh bereishis, right? And then I can tell you, right, okay, here's how to define the creativeness of it. On the other hand, what does Tosfos keep emphasizing when we talk about malachos? How do we define malacha? Kachasu b'mishkan, right? There are two themes in malacha. One is that it's creative like Maaseh Bereishis, or two is that it's what we did when we were building the Mishkan, right? We were creating, right, the, we were, let's say, completing creation, or we were doing, creating Hashras Shina Bolam Hazeh, right, in Makom, so the parallel of Shabbos is Kedushas Hazman, right? But there's Hashem creating the world and us creating the Mishkan. So I can define malacha based on its creative nature. I can define it based on its, right, being what they did to build the Mishkan. Okay? If I take that second approach, says the Ittar, basically, why do I need 600,000 people every day? Because I'm literally recreating the Mishkan and the Midbar, right? And what did we say about Hotzah as a Malacha Grua? One was like one of our main approaches. The idea that Hotzah might only be a Malacha because it's coming from the Mishkan, right? We learn Hotzah only from the Mishkan and not from Maaseh Bereishis, because it's a constructive malacha, but not a creative malacha, right? Who didn't say that? Who said that? That was Tosfos's pshat, right? That Tosfos thinks that it's constructive and not creative. It only comes from the Mishkan and it doesn't come from Maaseh Bereishis. The Ramban said what? I wouldn't have thought it's a malacha. The Torah told me that it's a malacha, so it's a regular malacha. What does the Ramban here say?
You don't need 600,000.
Not only do you, right, you don't need 600,000, and what else? He also says, okay, he doesn't seem to be very concerned about this idea of being dumb into the Mishkan. And when Rashi says, oh, we learned it out from the Mishkan, from the Midbar, the Ramban says, but it's not mentioned in the Bavli, why on earth would you say that? Right, the Ramban is like, of course, why on earth would you come to that? Right? And the reason why he's totally going to reject it is because in terms of its creative nature, if you think Hotzah has a creative nature, why would I need 600,000 people? right? So maybe you could say, like, the Ritva says, oh, even if it's creative, so, but still, I need it to be a lot of people, right? Or I need it to be a big area. But I definitely don't need 600,000 people in Imitation of the Midbar, right? Because it's a malacha, because it's a malacha, because it's, right? Independent of the fact that we're imitating the Midbar, right? And the Rambam also here says, oh, I have a certain parameters for Hotzah. Of course I don't need it to be like the Midbar, right? He never mentions Domeh L'Diglei HaMidbar, because that's not relevant, right? The question is, whether are you being shoveis on Shabbos or not? And you're not being shoveis if you're doing Hotzah. I don't care whether it's Domeh L'Diglei HaMidbar or not. But Tosos and Rashi say what? Hotzah is only a malacha because Domeh to the Mishkan. Okay? So then the question becomes, how similar does it need to be? Do I need 600,000 men, 600,000 women, and right, and Taf and Zakenim? Right? So we all agree that you don't actually need 2.4 million, right? Maybe you need 600,000. How often do you need the 600,000? Right? Do you need it to be living there like in the Midbar? Do you need them to be walking there like when they were traveling in the Midbar? Right? Says the Iter, I actually need them every single day. Why would I need them every single day? Because in the Midbar, you actually had 600,000 people every day. And if Hotzah is a malacha gruahi, that we only learn out as, oh, that's exactly what happened in the Midbar, right? They did Hotzah in the Midbar, and therefore it's a malacha because that's what happened in the Midbar. Then what am I going to say about Hotzah as a malacha? I can only be mechayiv you if what? It wasn't going to be a malacha at all. It's a malacha because that's what they did that was important in the Mishkan. Okay, it was important in the Mishkan, but what happened in the Mishkan? There were a certain number of people, right? Only if I have a certain level, only if I mamish have that number of people, right, and that level of rishos harabimness, right, and I think the Iter would probably say that if you have less than this number, right, you have rishos harabimness, but you don't have enough rishos harabimness, only then can you be chayiv midaraisa. Because hotzaz malacha gruhi, it's only a malacha because of it's constructive, and it's constructive in a way which is exactly what they did and was necessary in the Mishkan. But in terms of it's not creative, right? It's not usher because of Masa Bereishis, in which case, not only am I going to say, oh, well, it's a malacha based on the Mishkan, but I'm going to limit it, right, to only be things that are true in the Mishkan, right? Just to understand how much of a flip side we have, the Ramban said, you don't need 600,000 people, right? But if you're going to take Rashi's approach, says the Ramban, 600,000 people isn't necessary to be Machayev you. What it does is it takes a case where you should be putter, right, inside the city, because it's private, and makes you chayiv, right, because it's like domet to the midbar, and therefore you're chayiv. Right? So the Ramban says, no, 600,000, the domet to the midbar is going to make you chayiv when you should be putter. But of course you're going to be chayiv anytime you're doing the etzem hamalacha, which is havar mershul shoshas. Right? But for Tosos and Rashi, Hotzah malacha grahi, it comes only from the Mishkan, so I only can be machayiv you like the Mishkan. And then the Iter just takes that to its reasonable conclusion, or its logical conclusion, right? Which is, okay, then you really need 600,000 people, and you really need them every single day, and you really need them to be walking on this fish. So, right, so on the one hand, you're like, that's mind-boggling. Why on earth would you need that, right? When did you ever have that in the ancient world? And the Iter says, almost never, except when they were leaving Mitzrayim and building the Mishkan, which is exactly why they're chayiv for Hotzah. You're ever chayiv for Hotzah. Really, you shouldn't be chayiv on Hotzah, says the Iter. The only reason you're chayiv is because that's what happened in the Mishkan. Okay, so I'm only going to be chayiv you, and that's what happened in the Mishkan. Right? When you first hear it, why on earth would you need 600,000 people? That's so far-fetched. But the Iter says, why are you chayiv on Hotzah? That's so far-fetched. Once, okay, you're chayiv on Hotzah, so you're only going to be chayiv when it's mamish, like the Midbar. Okay, shkoyach.
Shkoyach.
Next year we'll start off with Rosh Hashanah.